Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. This half hour is presented by Emerald Coast Coins, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Call it Stephanie Happy Hour,
right?
And we have Stephanie from Emerald Coast Coins in studio with us, and she brought her fur baby Duncan,
mom and dad's fur baby.
Oh, it's mom and dad's. Okay, you can't take ownership of that.
I totally would if I could. Trust me.
Oh, he is so sweet. He is a German Shepherd,
long-haired Shepherd.
Oh my goodness! And he's just coming to look at me and smile, and I'm gonna talk like this the whole time.
We took him off leash so he gets to wander.
I love it. If there's animals in here, I'm a happy human.
Yes. Talk of the studio.
Oh, everybody came a flocking.
It was crazy.
You could hear the masks being strapped on fast as they ran down here to see him.
It was awesome.
But I love that. And the other day, actually, one of our guests had talked about animals and how they are so beneficial to your health.
They really are. Like, you can be having the worst day and they can just look at you and, like, your heart melts.
And you just know. And it's just, I believe, and I read a little bit more. It can help reduce anxiety,
yes,
depression, blood pressure.
Yes, all of that.
All the things. Like, you know, I remember when service animals were starting to become kind of a thing and becoming almost routine.
Yes. Well, I guess probably more emotional support animals than service animals, becoming more of a thing where people were realizing that animals were beneficial.
Yes.
Yes.
And they play a huge role in your life.
Yes.
I mean, I always say, listen, I know that I don't like this animal, I'm a baby.
Right.
But nobody else wags their little booty when I come home and gets excited to see me like a little puppy like
exactly.
This.
Exactly.
Oh my, how much does he weigh?
He probably weighs close to 90 pounds.
Oh yeah, look at you. You're such a good boy.
He's in his teen years for sure.
And this isn't the only puppy that visits Emerald Coast Coins.
No. He is not the only puppy. We have Sugar and Sophie who are there most of the time. He only comes a couple of days a week, so mom could get a break and at the house to do, you know, mom things at the house. And
oh, yeah.
So he can get to see all the people, because a lot of people have started asking for him since mom and dad brought him home a couple of years ago.
I love it.
So, oh my gosh, he's the best.
And I have to tell our listeners, and if you're just tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 with, yes, Emerald Coast Coins. We have Stephanie here. And you guys, the other day, well, the deal was, if my son got one of his grades up,
yes,
it was just one that was just really struggling with, if he got his grades up, I would take him to visit you.
Yes.
And so he did. He's been working really hard, and yep, he wanted to bring in just some random coins that we've collected over the years and be able to see you guys. And my daughters didn't know where we were going. And so the look on their faces when they walked in, they were like, why are we doing this? Why are we here? And then when they saw the dogs, it was just like,
it's fine.
Okay, I'll do whatever. And they even got goodies.
Yeah.
On the way out, dad gave them some goodies, and it was so,
yes,
sweet. They put them on their treasure chest trinkets.
Oh, that's good.
They have this little shelf of things they find that are very special to them.
Oh.
So, it was a Civil War
bullet.
Yes.
Yes.
They're solid.
Lead.
And of course,
yep,
we were like poking each other to see, oh, that would probably hurt.
That wouldn't be comfortable.
So you guys, there's other things in there as well. And I just got to experience that and be able to see. That's something I want to do. I don't want to just come back here and pretend I know everything, because I don't know nothing, but I know some things. But I want to be able to go in and experience it for myself and see. And your dad started breaking out things that, whoa, I was like, oh, what's that? What's,
right,
that? We've got, like, is that a machete?
Like, right? Like, what is this thing? Like, we have so many things in there that you can always, there's always something to learn when you come in there, is what I tell people. I was just talking to a friend this morning, and we were just talking about, you know, you can always learn something. There's always education out there if you just look for it.
And I feel like that is something that we need to continue. It's so good for our brains. And yes. Having a hobby, an interest, a passion outside of our cell phones or things that are connected to Wi-Fi and screens is really healthy for your brain.
I told that exactly. And the going back to the education thing, I was telling a customer that yesterday too, because he was like, you know, we want to invest. And I'm like, well, we're not financial advisors by any means, but we are here for education. So we can talk to you about gold and silver all day long and give you our opinions on anything. Financial advisors, you need to seek out the people that do that kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
You know, and I don't know if you have anybody on the show that comes in and talks about
we have a few and you definitely, I mean, you know, Tuesdays at 10, definitely listen. And that's the thing though, is like, you know, people are inquiring all over the place because they just want to know, hey, I took a picture for you of this guy yesterday who was out at a park searching. He had a metal detector and he was out there
nice.
At a playground looking. And I was like, I got to take a picture for Stephanie. And here I am stalking somebody. I apologize.
To the dude at the park.
But it's cool because you never know what you'll find.
You never do. And people would come up to Dad all the time when he's at the beach metal detecting. The little kids, too, would like swarm him and be like, what are you doing? And what did you find? And so he would, you know, he'd show them like, you know, look, I found this change, or I found this. But I also pick up the trash, you know, make it educational. I pick up people's trash that they leave behind and I throw it away as I leave.
Right.
You know.
Oh, that's really important.
Exactly. You got to make it educational.
Doing something fun, environmentally safe, cleaning up. Oh, that's, and you met my son. That's right up his alley. He loves that kind of stuff. And I really want to get myself but I need a visor and like a fanny pack. I want to get one of those like scooper things that you put into the sand and everything washes into it. And then you can.
Dad has those.
I want one of those. And I want to go up and down because you find so many things.
Dad has the nice little sand scoops at the store that you can just scoop it. And he has all kinds of, I'm telling you. If you can dream it, I promise you, Dad could probably almost find it. Like,
okay, if you're listening, that's what I want for my birthday.
Talk to Dad. When it comes to metal detecting stuff, talk to Dad.
I saw. You guys have some pretty nifty ones in there as well.
He does. Like, he does. And he just ordered more because it's finally starting to warm up. So everybody's going to be hitting the beach, hitting the rivers. And as long as it's not federal property, you know, there's certain places you cannot go, but you know, you can't go down to the base in metal detect. Big no-no. National seashore, huge no-no.
Please don't get arrested because we said something.
Yes, please don't. However, you can go, you know, to the beach and some of the rivers and metal detect. So, but yeah, Dad knows all the ins and outs.
I never thought about doing it when I'm at the river. I love going to Blackwater River and with my kids, although I'm terrified that I can't see my feet.
I am that person. I don't like, if I can't see my feet, I don't go in it.
You know, it just makes you wonder. But hey, you know what? If you have a question, you want to chime in, you want to have some fun with us, 437-1620. Maybe you have a picture of a coin lying around or a bill that you've been saving and just, you know, you want to kind of find out what is this? What does it look like? I'd love to see it. 437-1620. Yeah.
Call us and ask questions.
Yes. And we are chatting with Stephanie from Emerald Coast Coins. They buy, sell, and trade right up on Creighton Road. I don't know the number address, but it's right there. You can't miss it.
You can't miss it. 1811 Creighton Road. We are right past the Lanier Light. Dad still calls it the new Lanier Light because it's super new to us, basically. It's only been there a few years.
It is new, actually, now that you say it. Because I used to drive all the way around to Tippin to make a left.
Right.
I'm not good at left turns here. It scares me.
Don't get me started. But no. So the new-ish light.
Right.
And, you know, we're at the Tom Thumb. We're diagonally across the street from that Tom Thumb. Can't miss it.
Excellent. Okay. So, and I love that you can just pop in there and kind of, like me, surprise, yes. I'm here.
I was dropping things off, I think, Monday when you guys stopped by.
Oh, perfect.
Or picking something up. I can't remember. Yeah. I was doing something.
And like I said, when you go in, you can ask questions, bring in your coins like my 10-year-old did, and be able to, you know, say, hey, this is in the family. Maybe it's something special to your heart.
Yeah.
Or if you're looking to get a gift for someone that's really unique, there are so many things in there that you can take a look at. Or if you're, you know, thinking about buying me a metal detector for my birthday, or a sand scooper is the other one. What scooper. I want all the gear because now I'm on a treasure hunt.
All things.
You go in there. You can think of me. But I do have a listener on the phone. Jody, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Yes, thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes,
absolutely. Do you have a question for Stephanie?
Yes, about metal detecting. I lost a very large screwdriver in my backyard. I've been using a metal detector. A neighbor lent to me. Try to find it. And there's no instructions with the metal detector. I've been doing the best I can. And it just seems that about every 3 seconds, the metal detector goes off. And if I dug up everything when it beeped, my backyard would be full of holes. I was wondering if you had any tips.
So my tip to you would be to call my dad because I know how to turn metal detectors on and that they beep. So let me give you the store's phone number and call him and talk to him because he's way better with the metal detector stuff than I am. And the store phone number is 850-473-1515. And if you have a hard time, I don't know if you're driving or not, if you have a hard time with that, then definitely look up our emeraldcoastcoins.com and get it off of our website. But he would be able to walk you through it with some more advice and tips and tricks because I am not great with that kind of stuff. I just know little fun tidbits about metal detecting.
Excellent. Dad is the
guru.
The metal detector guru. So Jody, thank you so much for calling. I encourage you. When I went around the corner and saw all the nifty things on the wall, I realized this is deeper than just being able to buy, sell, trade coins. This is the whole shebang.
That's what started his the coin shop was his love for metal detecting.
Oh, I want to talk more about that.
Yes. So him and his buddy, they loved the metal detecting, and they got together and they were like, oh, so let's get together and kind of start this little coin shop. And he loved coin collecting growing up too. So all of that combined, they just kind of got together and started small and built it up to what it is today.
That's so
almost
cool.
I think 20 years later.
That's amazing.
Here in Pensacola doing our thing.
And you people come from all over the place, though. We've talked about this.
Yes, they do.
Because there's not a lot out there. I mean, you guys are a rare commodity when it comes to this.
I'd like to say we are. There's not a lot out there. Veteran-owned, family-owned business, and we have fun with it. We definitely have fun with it. Where Dad calls us like Joe's Barbershop. We have a lot of people that come and sit down and hang out and talk with us. During the pandemic, we still keep everything nice and clean and separated. We ask people that, wear masks when they come to the store, but we still have everybody that comes in and hangs out and talks with us. It's so much fun. If anything, you could say we still have fun in our shop.
Oh, I mean, I don't suspect there's a lack of fun if you're around Stephanie.
That's also very true.
We tend to just, if you tune in and you're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 and just hear giggling, it's probably me and Stephanie.
Very true.
and you can listen to that podcast again online at newsradio923.com and hear it. But it's so much fun. Did you guys have anything rare other than me? Come into the shop this week?
Rare, let's see. No, but we had a cool, which it didn't last very long. We had a 100 gram gold bar that came in, so that was pretty neat. Didn't stay around long. So I think things like that are always cool. Like, just, and it's not odd, but because we see things like that often, but it's just, people are just selling. It's a buy and sell gold and silver market right now.
Right.
Everybody's wanting to, it's just a trading market for whatever reason.
So how does one get a hold?
People have been investing in this kind of stuff for as long as I've been in the business. And some of the, if I knew back when I was in high school and gold was like $200 in the 90s, way back then.
Right. We wore a lot of gold back then.
Oh, my gosh, right?
A lot. It was in.
And I worked like two jobs and I could have just bought it back then. Oh my gosh. And I could sell it now. Dang. Right.
I know. How dare you, trends.
Right? If I knew then what I knew now.
I think I say that a lot in my life. So when you guys have something like that come in, like a gold bar or just whatever, and you take a look at it, are you able to see actually that it's real and the quality of it?
Yes. So when we see these types of things come in, we have nifty little machines. One of them that we have is about $1,200 little machine, and we can test it.
No way.
And if we're not sure, then we take it over to another place, and they have a nice little $25,000 machine, and they test it for us too. But our machine's pretty good, so.
So that can see like the purity of it.
See the purity of it and the density of it, and it tells us that it is what it says it is.
No way. That
it's
is
awesome.
Awesome. And with that machine, so that's specific for
gold or silver.
And silver.
Gold, silver, platinum. And palladium probably also, yes.
Palladium. I have a palladium ring, and I didn't know what that was when I got it. I'm like, what is this? I had to Google it.
Yes, and we buy like palladium coins, but not jewelry. Isn't that weird?
Oh.
I know. It's a whole thing.
I wonder why that is.
Because the refinery that we take stuff to doesn't deal in that. But,
okay.
But the coins are different.
Oh, maybe. I mean, and when you get like palladium jewelry, though, it's thinner. It's either like on a pendant or a ring or a chain. When you have the coins, it's solid. You can just see it right there.
And it looks, yes. The first time I saw a palladium coin, it looked like it's this dense, flat looking color. And I was like, oh, that's weird. It looks, it was just weird. It was a long time ago, too. So I had to call my mentor and I was like, what is this? And he's like, it's totally fine. You're good, girl. You got
that's
this.
That's amazing. Well, it does kind of look almost like dull. I hate saying it like that.
Yes, exactly.
It's pretty and it works and I love mine.
Yes.
But it can start to look like, dull. Okay, is this real?
Flat, like gunmetal looking kind of.
Yeah, gunmetal.
Yes.
That's it. And then you're wondering, is this worth anything?
Right.
Or did somebody buy this for me at Claire's?
Yes, exactly.
I'm not knocking it.
No.
I take that back. That was an opinion of Jenna Barr. Let's put that on the record. I'm not knocking it. But, you know, obviously when you get something from, you know, a jeweler or a gift and it says that and you want somebody to take a look at it. Do you have like a huge jewelry selection? I did see some really pretty things in there.
We don't sell jewelry.
Right.
So we just buy it for scrap prices. And then we just weigh it and we have to do paperwork on it for the police department. So we do ask if you have jewelry to sell that you bring it in an hour, no later than an hour before we close. So that would be 4 o'clock on the weekdays and 2 o'clock on Saturdays. And then after we have to hold it for 30 days. You get paid the same day, but we have to hold it to make sure that you're a good citizen.
Sure.
And that we're following the rules because we could get in trouble if we don't follow the rules. And I don't go to jail for anybody except my best friend if we're stalking celebrities.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk about that for a second. Well, I'm going to tap on that because I already have mine picked out in my head. But is it because of people stealing jewelry?
Yes, stealing jewelry. Yes. And jewelry is more identifiable than coins. So people say, well, what about coins? No, I don't have to do paperwork on coins because coins aren't identifiable. A penny is a penny is a penny.
Right. That's crazy.
Whereas grandma's ring will be very specific.
Yes. Have you had anything like that come in where it's been stolen?
Not in a very long while.
Oh, that's good.
Yes.
Good for you.
And we are really good at, you know, being in contact with our local police department. Like if we think something's fishy, we'll be like, yo, like.
Right. Listen, I am so proud of the community right now.
I don't play games.
No. And it's just better. You know, I've seen like stories where somebody's grandma's ring has gone missing or something like that. And they put it down to take their, they took it off to like wash their hands at a restaurant and they didn't pick it up, you know? And so things like that can happen and somebody will pick it up and be like, oh, they didn't want it anymore.
Yeah,
I wonder
exactly.
what this is worth. And then they take it in and, you know, they think when really that was like, maybe it might not be worth a lot even to somebody else, but you know, it's worth something to someone's family.
Exactly. And even like the metal detecting club, I think they help people locate, like if they find something like class rings and stuff, they help people try and locate the people of lost rings too.
Oh,
so
how cool is that?
Yes.
It's like a little Titanic mission.
I know.
Rose got her necklace back.
Exactly. Right.
You guys can take credit for that. That is so cool. Now we always talk about this How is Silver doing this week? How is everything doing?
Everything was down a little bit this morning when I checked it, which, you know, that it happens. That's what it, it's up a little bit. I was just kidding. Huh? It was down the first time I checked it, but now it's up a little bit. But it's, I think, down from the last time I was in here. But it's still, that's what happens. It goes up and down and up and down. It's been a trend lately.
In the words of the Backstreet Boys, quit playing games with my heart.
So true.
just like the weather.
Or NSYNC, bye, bye, bye.
Yes. Bye, 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 winter. Just let us outside. We need, and I think that there's going to be a surge of people coming in for metal detectors and sand scoopers and all the things.
Yes.
Pretty much in what's today? We have about 20 days or so till the bridge opens. And we're going to be cruising.
That bridge is going to be so busy.
It is.
Well, I think my husband might still just be, I don't know, he's probably still going to hit Garçon. He'll be like.
I did hear that, although, and I know this isn't about coins, but it is about getting to the beach. So
we still
can
important.
All be out there and look for treasure or look for, you know, the other thing that I like when we're out there and I use just like a cheap net and I end up breaking them all the time. That's why I need a sand scooper. Yeah. But you know, I always find the fishing hooks and the lines that are stuck in there. Mm-hmm. I'm a little bit crazier. So when I do this stuff, I'm not just doing it, I want to find treasure. I also will pick that up so I can get it out of the way. And that's the area my kids are playing in.
Right.
And they love scuba diving down there and scooping things up. So on top of, you know, maybe finding some really cool coins or bottle or different sand glass, you're going to find something you can chuck away. But I believe like that bridge opening up is going to alleviate a lot of people's stressful drives, no matter what, even if you continue to stay on Garçon Point.
It totally will. It will alleviate my drive home every day, and I will be a much happier person.
Yeah, we need happy Stephanie.
We do need happy Stephanie. Ask my dad and my brother.
I'm sure if they're listening, they're probably like, "What are those two girls doing at this point?"
But my mom's probably like dying right now.
Oh well, hi mom.
She's like, "Please make her happy."
Oh, that's so sweet. We want that, and the puppy is in here, so Duncan is making us happy with
Duncan
peeking around at everybody.
Yes.
Do you guys have? I always ask this. Do you guys have any? There was the, what was it? The coin festival or the...
There was a coin show in Fort Walton. I don't think there's any coming up soon.
Okay.
There was supposed to be one like in Biloxi or something. And I think that one was canceled. But if there is any coming up, then we will... we'll post it. But I think there's none coming up soon. The next one we're supposed to have is in August.
You know what? Either way, though, in the next 6 to 8 months, we're going to be back doing all the things.
Oh my gosh, I know.
In person. And it's going to be great. We have a lot to look forward to.
We do.
Even though gold and silver can't seem to just know their worth and stay with it.
I know, right? Well, it used to be like when gas prices went up, gold and silver went up. And we were just talking about this yesterday, too. And they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing, and that
makes
me very
angry. Wait a second. That's true.
It is true.
And I paid a lot of money for my tank of gas yesterday.
Hello.
I heard the woman next to me, she was yelling at the gas tank about how much she was paying it, and I was cracking up. I felt bad, but I was also laughing because she was losing her mind at the gas tank.
Oh my gosh.
Because we all feel it. And hey, you know, what better way to take out your aggression? Just take it out where it's at, like at the gas tank.
Exactly.
You're not hurting anybody.
You're not.
But it's true because on average, it's like $2.59 a gallon.
Exactly.
So those prices should be going up within the next few weeks or so.
It should be. We'll see. Like gold and silver is supposed to, you know, go with it. And it hasn't been for the past couple, you know, for a while now. And we found that odd when we were just thinking about it.
Well, maybe the blessing of that is that the gas prices might go back down if we all keep our fingers and toes. We're all crossing it.
We're crossing it.
And then we'll have some relief with that, because obviously we don't want to pay $45 to fill up our tanks.
No.
But keeping an eye on it.
But yeah.
Right. What do you think, before we close out, what do you think is the best place for people to keep an eye on gold and silver?
Kitco.com. Our website, EmeraldCoastCoins.com, has a ticker on the bottom.